In 2011, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office reported 72 murders for the year, the lowest number in four decades. Fast forward to 2015, and that number has increased by nearly a third to 96. But Brennan Center for Justice economist Matt Friedman says focusing on the year-to-year increase misses the bigger picture.
The reason for this is simple. For the last almost three decades, we have seen, on average, crime has been falling. However, public perceptions have failed to match this.
Friedman says, generally speaking, the center finds the country's 30 largest cities, including Jacksonville, have never been safer.
In the long term, if we were to look from 1990 to today, we would see a precipitous decline in crime rates, violent crime, and property crime. If you look over just the last few years, it's more varied, and we might not see as clear a downward trend.
Next month, Mayor Lenny Curry will hold a series of community conversations that'll focus on violent crime and the Jacksonville Journey Crime Prevention Program. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.